Georgia's abortion law is back in effect. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Yet another court ruling turns the tables again.
The state Supreme Court has overturned a lower court ruling that stayed Georgia's ban on abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, so around 6 weeks. Earlier this month, a state judge in Fulton County said the six-week ban violated the state and U.S. Constitution at the time Governor Brian Kemp signed the law in 2019, which was before Roe was overturned. The state attorney general quickly appealed, and now the state's highest court has put the ban back in effect while the legal case plays out.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The president urging the nation to come together and stand against gun violence after another mass shooting last night in Virginia.
President Biden says more tables across the country will have empty seats this Thanksgiving because of another horrific and senseless act of violence. A shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, killed several people Tuesday night. Police say the suspect was a store employee. The president says he and the First Lady grieve for the Chesapeake community and for Virginia after a shooting at the University of Virginia earlier this month. In a statement, President Biden says greater action is needed for gun reform. He has previously renewed his calls for an assault weapons ban.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Six people were killed in the Virginia shooting. Officials in Ukraine say the vast majority of people are now without electricity after the latest Russian missile strikes, one hitting a two-story building.
A missile was targeting a power station nearby, either went off course or was shot down, and the missile or the fragments hit that building, killing several, injuring several. That was just one of several sites hit all across Kyiv. And right now, power is out for the city, as well as problems nationwide.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. America is listening to Fox News.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Walmart is confirming that it was a store employee who was the suspected gunman in last night's mass shooting, now identified as Andre Bing. He is dead. The suspect in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado, due to make a first court appearance later today, facing possible murder and hate crime counts. In court documents, defense attorneys say 22-year-old Anderson Aldrich identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. A briefing expected later today in Moscow, Idaho, where there's still no suspect and no murder weapon found in the killing of four University of Idaho students stabbed to death more than a week ago.
It appears police are about done processing the scene for clues unless more information develops. Yesterday, there was no investigative activity at the house for the first time. And this morning, just one cop went in. He took what appeared to be a cooler. He left about 20 minutes later empty-handed. We know an FBI profiling team is working the case. They have not released a profile.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow. Police are also rejecting speculation that one of the students may have had a stalker based on the investigation so far. Convictions and prison time putting a stop to several reality TV shows.
Todd and Julie Chrisley's USA Network reality show, Chrisley Knows Best, will air the final episodes next year following the couple being sentenced on charges of tax evasion and bank fraud. According to Deadline, their spin-off series, Growing Up Chrisley, has been canceled, and so has an e-reality dating show Todd had been asked to host. A federal judge in Atlanta sentencing Todd Chrisley to 12 years in prison, his wife to 7 years. Prosecutors alleged the two took out $30 million in fraudulent loans with phony financial statements while the couple maintained they did nothing wrong. The Chrisley's lawyer says they will appeal their convictions.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Dow is down about 40 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.